Top of mind. Bitcoin has broken to 9-week lows near 61,500 on Jorun 65,400. Prices vary by source and session on a convergence of three forces. Strategy's first BTC sale since 2022 shattered the never sell narrative. Spot ETF outflows hit a record 12-day streak totaling $4 billion, and renewed US-Iran strikes drove risk off across markets. The divergence from equities is now the widest since 2019. The NASDAQ 100 is at all-time highs, while BTC sits and at 48% below its October peak of $126,000. Positioning matters. Citi estimates ETF flows explain 45% of weekly BTC return variation, and those flows are decisively negative. Market structure. Strategy's 32 BTC sale, 2.5 ments, triggered cascading long liquidations totaling 1.5 to a 1.8B over 48 hours, the largest since February. MSTR is down 15% in 5 days. STRC preferred has depegged to $94 versus $100 par, raising dividend coverage concerns given 871 of cash versus Gore's 1.7B annual dividend obligations. Spot Bitcoin ETF net outflows, 4B over 12 sessions, record streak. May cumulative outflows hit 2.3B, worst month of 2026. Long-term holders sold 2.4B in 2 days, Compass Point. 26% of recent sellers bought above 90K per glassnode. Characterized as late cycle capitulation, on-chain bearish signals accumulate. BTC supply on Binance at 3-month high, 6559K BTC. STH SOPR below 1, fear and greed index at 11100. Bitfinex flags 65K as key directional level, $76,500 is now resistance. Matt Gox moved 10,300 SEX, BTC. 700 Financine Matter from cold wallet to unmarked address, first movement since March. Funds marked unspent. No immediate exchange inflows confirmed, but automated systems reacted. Policy and institutions. Treasury Secretary Basant told Senate Finance Committee the strategic Bitcoin reserve is proceeding at deliberate speed and pushed for Clarity Act passage this summer. Without legislation, the 328K BTC reserve rests on executive order only. Treasury sanctioned Novatex, Iran's largest exchange, 50% plus of Iranian crypto inflows in 2025, plus Wallex, Bitpin, and RamzanX under counterterrorism and Iran financial sector EOs. Individual executives named signals shift toward personal accountability. Secondary sanctions exposure now applies to foreign firms dealing with designated entities. SEC published FY 2026-2030 strategic plan under Chair Atkins, explicitly framing crypto as capable of revolutionizing financial infrastructure and committing to a rational, coherent digital asset framework. Enforcement to focus on fraud, not expansive agency action. Sanders' Warren letter to DOL urges scrapping proposed rule that would allow crypto in 401(k)s. Cites 14.2T at risk and Trump family conflict of interest. Administration frames rule as expanding worker choice, network and industry. Kalshi launched CFTC-approved Bitcoin Perpetual Futures, BTC-PRP, first regulated onshore perps in US history. Kraken, Robinhood and Gemini signaled they will follow. Offshore perps did 92.9T in 2025 volume. Bringing this onshore is structurally significant for institutional access. Hype, Hyperliquid, rose just 180% YTD to $73.75, all-time highs as BTC fell. Grayscale launched HYPG ETF. Bitwise, 21 shares, Hype ETFs gathered 180 mantas in 3 weeks. CoinShares published a valuation framework, 62B in HIP3 monthly volume, 6.63% global perps share, record. Shive Digital reported 297.8 meh, FY 2026 revenue, plus 158% YOY, driven by mining plus HPC, but BTC treasury fell 331 BTC to 150 BTC. Plans a 320 milab war AI data center near Toronto. Strive bought 2,500 BTC, 185 meters, bringing holdings to 19,000 BTC, even as markets fell. Core Lightning DOS vulnerability, CVE fixed in CLN 26.04. Disclosed, all 0TXID in channel open handshake, crashed nodes accepting inbound channels. Fixed via responsible disclosure, upgrade recommended. Macro linkages. US-Iran military escalation drove Brent crude to $96.97 BBL and pushed 10-year Treasury yields to 4.48 in near 4.5%. CME FedWatch now prices a 23% probability of a Fed rate hike by September, up from 0% 1 month ago, directly pressuring risk assets including BTC. AI equity rotation is structural, not incidental. NASDAQ 100 plus 41% over 12 months versus BTC, 38% capital explicitly moving from crypto into AI equities and upcoming IPOs, Anthropic, SpaceX, OpenAI. K-Wave Media redirected $500 from BTC into AI infrastructure. Bitdeer liquidated its BTC treasury for HPC expansion. Standouts. Standard Chartered's Kendrick called BTC almost at the bottom, near 63K, citing structurally resilient ETF holdings and expecting strategy to repurchase 10 to 100x the 32 BTC sold. Maintains 100K year-end target. Polymarket resolved its strategy sale market no. Nine ties 8.6% UMA vote, despite strategy confirming the sale occurred within the window. Galaxy Research called it a structural Oracle failure. France-listed Capital B seeking shareholder approval for 5.8 B equity plus 116 B credit authority to accelerate BTC accumulation ahead of June 17th general meeting. Tether-backed Adecco Agro plans to launch 10 Meditella sugarcane waste-powered Bitcoin mining in Brazil by July 1st. First operational test of Tether's mining OS. Microsoft's Majorana 2 quantum chip is 1,000x more reliable than its predecessor, targeting scalable quantum computing by 2029. Incrementally advancing Q-Day timeline for Bitcoin's ECDSA exposure.